Dave Moore on Today FM.
Mark McCabe, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. It's great to chat to you. Great to have you. Your happy face.
Ah, listen, I always bring a happy face to proceedings. That's my job.
This is kind of a landmark moment for me, I'm not going to lie.
Go on, tell me why.
Just because I listen to you.
So now you're here.
I see you on the Instagram at all. And now here I am.
That's very few people have that feeling about me. So it's I'll take it when I get it. Absolutely. Listen, you're in because there's so much to talk about. But we will focus on Maniac 25 because it's been 25 years since Maniac 2000 came out.
Yeah.
But there is a hell of a gig coming up, which people are going to absolutely love. So we'll tell everyone about that as well. But let's go back to the beginnings, right?
Yep.
So 25 years ago, what were you doing that got you in a position where you created and released this song?
Long story short, I was with a pirate radio station. Mm. We were broadcasting illegally. And we came off air. So this station was my life.
Yeah.
I literally absolutely soaked this experience up. And it was just playing, like, at the time, all the music that wasn't played on commercial radio.
Okay, so
it was all dance
stuff.
Music.
Yeah.
All those 90s and noughties bangers that you know and love today are the tunes that we were playing, you know? So, and we were the only ones doing it. It wasn't in a shed. We had got it to the point where it started in a shed, but then
grew,
became successful.
Yeah.
We were running gigs. The gigs were doing well. And it was just something different. So people were actually paying attention. Too much attention because we were showing up in market research.
Of course.
So the powers that be got, you know, sort of irked about this. And they said, listen, we better do something about this. So they issued a license. And we were invited to apply for an application.
Okay.
We put together a consortium, which included Paul McGuinness from U2 and a couple of other big heavyweights. So the station went off air, basically, so that we could apply for
this
license,
yeah.
Which has now become Spin 103.8.
Yep.
We didn't get the license. But in the meantime, I was just kind of doing stuff. I got a call from another broadcaster, shall we say, to say, would you be interested in doing some shows? So I was doing some fill-in work in RTE. That was the Mickey Mack era and, you know, all of that kind of dance thing still going. But Billy Murray from Abbey Diss rang me. He said, listen, people are coming in and asking me for Maniac because we had been playing it on the pirate station.
Right, so it was already a song.
Yeah, it was an established Dublin thing with our station.
Right.
And because we had the gigs running, you know,
people
all
would go
over,
and hear it.
They would hear it. And we recorded it one night. We started to play it on Pulse and it just became a track that people kept on requesting. So it was kind of an in-house, you know, our little thing. Billy thought there was a market for it. I was doing nothing really, so we set about let's give this a go.
And is it the live recording from that time you recorded it, that is what Billy ended up selling? Or did you go and studio-based do it the way you wanted it to be?
Yeah, so the Deck actually has a version of it. It's the Temple Theatre one, and
Deck
he plays
Pierce,
it on,
yes.
on Block Rock and Beats
yes.
all the time. It is different to the one that was released because it used a different backing track.
Yes, okay.
So we re-recorded it in the cricket club in Clontarf.
Mm-hmm.
We made an absolute balls of it. It sounded even worse than it does now. So we had to go back in and I actually overdubbed the vocal.
Okay.
So I had to sit in the studio and pretend
that
I
you
was
were
doing
alive
this,
in the
that
studio
I was live.
In a dance hall with loads of people.
Yeah
absolutely.
So, and it delivered it to Billy, got a picture taken for the front of it and was like, okay,
see what happens.
This will probably do okay in Dublin.
Yeah.
But, you know, what are they going to think about this in Cork or Galway? They're, you know, that's not going to happen. And sure enough, it just went.
It just went and went and went and kept going.
Yeah.
Maniac 25, this is in the Three Arena on Paddy's weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Sunday the 16th of March. You've got Mark McCabe. You've got Safri Duo, Cascada, Snap, Entrance, Bewitched, Alice DJ and Ultra Beat. It's all of your 90s dreams and noughties dreams put together. It's going to be amazing.
I don't think people realize when you say the names of things, the tracks necessarily that these people do, you know. So it's like Entrance Set You Free is just one of the biggest dance tracks out there. It's an absolute anthem. Safri Duo is the bongo song.
The bongo
it's
song.
The
everyone knows that.
So it's going to be an absolute blast.
It is. It genuinely is. Maniac 25 is going to be unreal. Am I right in thinking that for a long time, because you even kind of the way you spoke of it there about how you made a balls of it in the cricket club, for a long time you maybe didn't realise or appreciate how much the song means to people because you, as an artist, go look at it and go, it's kind of not really the level I would like to produce something at. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I started, like, even chatting to you, you know, I know your musical heritage and what you like and, you know, people have an assumption about me, you know, with that track.
Sure.
And my musical heritage runs really deep. You know, like I played drums for years in bands. You know, I love metal music. Mm. I loved hard rock.
Yeah.
You know, I love R&B. I love rap. I love all of these musical genres. I was lucky to work with, you know, an awful lot of people over the years, recording in studios and with choirs and orchestras and all of that stuff. And then it gets to Maniac and it's kind of like, but that doesn't
really represent
who anything.
I am. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It is who I am. It absolutely is who I am. But at the same time, it's would I go back in time and change things? Probably not, because, you know, it's been a great experience. And especially in the last 10 years, which was the Electric Picnic 2015, this was the marker point. This is where I realized it doesn't matter.
No.
Stop with this sort of self-conflict of, you know, your artistic integrity. You know, I achieved what every artist want to achieve, and that is that you connect with people in a way, no matter what way it is, but you connect with people in a way with your music. It's a real privilege to be in that position because you really do, like when I, you know, perform anywhere, I always get people coming up to me afterwards and telling me stories, and the stories that I've heard over the years of how it's connected with them, or how it's helped them through a bad time, or how they remember that time with a certain person who's no longer here, or something like that, you know. And that's ultimately what it comes down to, you know. So,
look, I'm so glad that you did turn a corner with this, and it became something that you can connect with, because it is what it is for a lot of people. And now we get to the point where we get Maniac 25 on Paddy's weekend in the Three Arena. It's going to be absolutely amazing.
I'm still struggling with that. Like, how do we get to this point that it's 25 years? It suddenly went from 5 years to 25 years.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, wow, how did that much time pass? And there, you know, people that were, you know, just born.
Yeah. Are going to go along now on
like
this night.
Out of college and, you know, they've got families. What the hell?
That happens. Let's talk about you outside of this thing that people know you for, right? So, like, what your passions are music in lots of different ways, as we've spoken on. You know, like, you're a musician. You're not just the guy behind this one song, as we well know. But I'm just interested in, like, you know, the other side of Mark McKay. Like, what else goes on in your life that isn't just focused around music? For example, I heard a story recently that you fixed your car by watching YouTube videos, right? So this, as a man who loves DIY, I was like, oh my God, yes, Mark McKay, well, I'm impressed. So what other stuff are you interested in?
For me, I love technology, whether that's to do with music or to do with a phone. You know, I'll replace phone screens, laptop screens.
Epic.
You know,
you're
all of that stuff.
Saving yourself a lot of money doing that.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
And it's great.
And so is it electronics and technology in that kind of way? That's what you'd love, whereas I'd love to go out and like build a room or a bench or a something. Like, is there any DIY-ness from you that point of view? You like that stuff as well?
Sure. Yeah. It would more be based on the technology thing.
Sure.
So, but I love solving problems for people, and I probably push myself on people sometimes too much.
Because if you do that.
I'll give you a hand with that. But this is the thing, that with your phone in your hand, you can literally do anything, because you can just go and research.
Yeah.
And if it's building a pergola out your back garden,
100%.
Or whether it's changing the battery in an iPhone, or, you know, doing something because your car is broken, whatever, all you got to do is pick up your phone and Google it or YouTube it.
Yeah.
And the
as long as you do the work,
going to be there.
Yeah, I said it to everybody, as long as you do the research, do the work, the hours of YouTube viewing are actually so important because that will genuinely, when you encounter the thing that you then want to do, you'll go, oh, I saw this. This is where, you have to do the thing. Like, everything I've done, I've relied on hours of YouTube beforehand. It's so
it's
brilliant.
Great.
It is brilliant. I
what
know
a time
it is.
To
yeah,
be
what
alive.
A time to be alive. Okay, quick fire round before I let you go. What are you currently obsessed with today? What's creeping into your mind all the time today?
Oh, dear.
Go on.
Oh, no.
Yes, I want to know.
So, do you know what Starlink is?
Yes. This is Elon's internet without cables.
Which is a game changer. For anybody rural, it's just a game changer. And I've helped so many people
set up their Starlink.
Get Starlink in. And I've even, like, we have a family house on the coast in Wexford.
Right.
And there's no internet there. It's so bad. So I put it in and then realized that I could sort of do this point-to-point network and get customers to help me pay for this.
Wow.
So I've got my own little broadband
Amazing.
Network. Yeah. But they released Starlink Mini, which is like a backpack version of it. Okay. So, I mean, it's not such a big deal if you're in a city because you've got 5G internet and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you go down the coast or whatever and you need solid internet, this is it. So it comes, you've got to run two cables, power and ethernet, but there's a few hacks online for running what's called PPOE, which is like powering it from one cable.
Sure.
But nobody really knows exactly how to do it yet, so I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, dear. I got asked this recently.
Oh, yeah.
Can I give the same one again?
Please, yeah. I don't know your answer.
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell is a hell of an answer.
It's a good one, isn't it?
That is a hell of an answer.
There's a few of them in there that I've picked up over the years, but his, it just in my head, and I had a conversation with him, and I was just so Simon Cowell. He was in Beverly Hills.
Right.
He was in an open-top car driving down, and I was chatting to him on the phone.
So, amazing. Yeah. Think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class in school. You opened your lunchbox. What was inside?
Oh, probably a yop.
Yeah,
definitely. Or, what was the small ones? Petit Filou.
Oh, Petit Filou.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Petit Filou. Yeah, yeah. Any sandwiches? Any fruit? Any treats?
Always brown, nutty bread and just cheese.
Nothing wrong with that,
yeah,
in fairness.
That was about it.
And the final question I ask all my guests is, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I do.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
every
yeah.
time you're going to scrub those bad boys.
Well, it's kind of like the excess soap that's left from the top.
See, I agree with that bit. Yeah. I just don't use my hands.
You're not
just,
like a rundown? No,
no, no, no, never.
I
never.
It was just me.
Mark McKay, best of luck with Maniac 25.
Thank you.
See, it's going to be unbelievable. Sunday, the 16th of March, 2025 in 3 Arena. Get your tickets. Go along. Do not be disappointed.
Yeah.
Great chat, man.
It's going to be a blast. Likewise.
See ya.
See ya.
Dave Moore on Today FM.